Our story begins at Manhattan Monthly, where Mac is confronting Rex about Perry. You're lying to me. Rex, you're such a terrible liar.
What am I lying about?
Something that's been right under my nose for months now, but I just refuse to see it. You and Perry are lovers.
Lovers? Come on, Mac.
So, you're telling me that all the time you spend with Perry is just as pals. The fact that you can't even look me in the eye right now means nothing. The fact that Evelyn thinks that the two of you are a couple is just office gossip. Maybe if it were just one of those things, but not all of them. And I know you, Rex, better than anyone. And I can tell by the look on your face that it's true. Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Mac, let me explain.
What is there to explain? My best friend is gay and he's been lying to me my entire adult life.
It's not like that. I haven't been lying to you.
Oh no? How many times did I try to set you up with someone and you turned me down? It's all becoming quite clear to me now. You've never dated anyone for more than a few weeks in your whole life.
I didn't realize this myself until earlier this year, Mac. I swear.
Oh, so you just woke up one day and decided to be gay. How did that happen?
It wasn't like that. I was lying to myself, too. It started to hit home after the monthly holiday party last year, when Perry told me that he liked me in that way.
And I thought you were repulsed by the idea. What changed?
I just started thinking about it more and more, and I realized that I had feelings buried deep down inside that I didn't even know about.
And you said nothing about it this entire time.
What was I supposed to say? Hey, Mac, I'm thinking about having sex with guys. Want to join me?
You could have just been honest with me.
It's not that easy, Mac. I haven't told anyone about this.
No one knows. Well, what about Hannah? Doesn't she know?
Yeah, well, Hannah knows.
Who else?
No one, I swear.
You know what? I need to get out of here.
Mac, don't go. There's so much I need to tell you about.
Oh, so now you want to talk? Now that I figured it out for myself, you've been lying to me this whole time? Well, guess what, Rex? I don't want to talk to you.
Mac, don't.
Raven is waiting for me. I have to go.
I don't want this to affect our friendship. Will you call me later?
No. I need some time to digest this. I'm not sure I even know who the hell you are anymore. I'm out of here.
Mac, wait. Please don't go. I need you.
At Marilyn's apartment, Blake has just arrived.
You're giving me quite a greeting tonight, Blake.
I missed you today.
It's been a long day, but my trial went to jury this afternoon.
How does it look?
I think it's safe to say my client will not be found guilty.
You're a remarkable woman, Marilyn. How did I get so lucky to have you come into my life?
Blake, I don't know what's gotten into you, but I love it.
Nothing's gotten into me. I'm just incredibly happy to see you, that's all.
Well, the feeling is mutual.
Well, then why don't we take this conversation into the bedroom?
But aren't we having dinner? I'm famished.
So am I.
Blake, you're insatiable.
You're right. I can't get enough of you.
I suppose we could stay in tonight and order room service.
That works for me.
Are you sure nothing happened today to get you so worked up?
No, of course not. What could possibly have happened?
At the Windsor Academy dance, Clint, Dara, and CJ are talking when Lucas arrives.
Hey, Clint.
Lucas! Glad you can make it. Have you met my friend Chris?
No, I don't think so.
Hi, I'm Chris Wells, but everyone calls me CJ.
Hey.
I wasn't sure if CJ was something everyone knew. I noticed all the teachers call you Chris.
Yeah, I entered a boat.
So what do you think about this dance? Am I the only one who thinks it's lame?
What do you think, Dara?
Well, we've been here 10 minutes, so I can safely say that it is.
It will pick up. Let's go hit the dance floor.
Clint.
Come on, you've come this far. You might as well have a good time, right?
I don't know why I let you talk me into this. If I fall on the dance floor, I'm never speaking to you again.
I don't think you'll fall.
Let's go. Oh my god, you idiot! Watch where you're going! You got punched all over my dress!
I didn't see you, sorry.
Yeah, I bet you didn't.
What? You think I bumped into you on purpose? I don't even know you.
You better hope I can get this out in the bathroom. If I have to go home, you're going to be sorry.
Who do you think you are? The Terminator? Lighten up.
What the hell was that all about?
That's Stacy Gamage. Her father's some judge or something. She thinks she's God's gift to Windsor.
Bit of a prima donna, huh?
Sure looks like that way to me.
Let's just forget about her and go have a good time. Can we do that?
I'll try.
So, Lucas, did your parents just move to New York?
Well, no, not exactly.
Where did you go to school last year?
Hey, I think I'll go get some of that punch, huh? I'll see you around, all right?
At Murphy's Law, Ellie returns from a break and finds that Evelyn has been brought another drink.
I don't mean to pry here, but did something happen today to drive you to tie one on tonight?
Did something happen? Well, in the past 2 days, I've come to realize that my dreams are never going to come true. Isn't that enough?
Hey, you can't give up on your dreams. I'm living proof of that.
What? You dreamed of being a waitress?
Well, no, a singer.
Honey, I hate to tell you, but you're slinging hash, not singing.
The point is that your dreams are what make you want to get up in the morning.
Finally had one dream, and now he's gone.
So it's man trouble? I had a feeling.
It was bad enough that I had to contend with his star employee. But now, oh God, I can't even say it. He's dropped me for another man.
Oh, wow. That's gotta hurt.
Oh, jeepers, thanks. Yeah, it hurts. After I did so much to keep him away from Raven.
Is Raven the other woman?
Oh, yes. Sweet, innocent little Raven named after a bird. Too bad she didn't die when she had her little accident.
What are you saying?
Oh, I don't want to talk about her. She survived, unfortunately, and now she's back to wreak havoc on my life. But I guess it doesn't matter now, since apparently he's gay.
How do you know?
I know, because I walked in on him and his lover. The powerful Blake Whitney is gay. You know, think Elton John, think George Michael. Get the idea?
Blake Whitney? Wait, I remember you now. I thought I'd seen you before. You're Blake's secretary.
Yeah, and who the hell are you?
I'm Ellie Walker, Rex Walker's sister.
Oh, Rex. Poor, poor, pathetic Rex. He broke up with his lover, you know.
His lover?
Yeah, Perry. You know, why are the good ones gay anyway? Yeesh!
Oh, my God.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.